Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Grunge is a good look for you.
Did you have a rough day, Agent Fury?
I'm gonna need clarification on this space invasion.
Skrulls are infiltrating your planet.
Captain Marvel, film superhero perempuan terbaru keluaran Marvel, meraih sukses di box office. Angka penjualan film yang dibintangi Brie Larson ini sebagai Carol Danvers alias Captain Marvel meraih angka penjualan sekitar 153 juta dolar di Amerika Serikat dan secara global mencapai 455 juta dolar pada weekend perdananya saja. Kesuksesan tersebut menjadikan nama Brie Larson semakin dikenal. Tapi ternyata hal itu sempat menjadi kendala utama bagi Brie sebelum menerima tawaran bermain sebagai salah satu superhero di dunia Marvel ini.
You know, the big billboard on Sunset, like these are the things hypothetically for an introvert you think about and you go, am I strong enough to handle that? Can I get through that?
Brie Larson yang sebelumnya juga pernah meraih piala Oscar di tahun 2016 berkat filmnya yang berjudul Room, mengaku dirinya adalah seorang introvert. Sehingga ia sempat merasa tidak siap dirinya menjadi sorotan publik mengingat besarnya perhatian para fans komik dan superhero bagi siapa saja yang terlibat dalam film-film yang diangkat dari komik Marvel. Namun ia melihat banyak juga yang ia sukai dari film ini, terutama mengenai karakter Carol Danvers yang diperankannya serta bagaimana visi dari film Captain Marvel ini.
The making of the thing is the thing I love the most, and I love Carol Danvers, and I loved what they wanted to do with this movie. My reservations had nothing to do with the artistic side of it. It had to do with like the very real reality of like what stuff like this brings, which even in my trying to think about it, I couldn't comprehend like this. You know, I still can't.
Untuk meyakinkan Brie Larson, aktor Samuel L. Jackson yang sudah terlibat sejak awal di film-film Marvel sebagai Nick Fury sempat berbicara juga dengan Brie Larson.
I actually talked to her about the phenomenon of her anonymity is leaving. You know, understand it. Yes, you had an Academy Award. Nobody cared. I mean, not that nobody cared, but yeah, you had it, and you know that was like, who? Brie Larson? Okay, she was in there. Oh, all right. And then we did Kong together, and people go, that's the girl was in Room, and you did the Amy Schumer movie. So that's she was her sister. So all bets are off now. You know, you're in the MCU. You're gonna become a beloved character. And unfortunately for you, you're going to do a film that's going to mean so much to women and little girls that you're going to become a symbol of sorts, you know? And that's a very real and very honest thing, and it's a great thing to be.
Samuel L. Jackson meyakinkan Brie Larson bahwa perannya yang sangat besar dalam film Marvel Cinematic Universe atau MCU ini akan berarti besar juga bagi kaum perempuan, termasuk anak-anak, yang dapat menjadikannya simbol kehebatan perempuan.
I'm not what you think I am.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
VOA. VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Dania Iman dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Jangan lupa ikuti terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Juga ikuti kami di akun media sosial VOA di Instagram, YouTube dan juga Facebook @VOAIndonesia. Baiklah, saya pamit dulu dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman. Success with you all the way. Bye.
The Voice of America.